Bill Wise, a Southwest Missouri lawmaker who opposes returning the Ceres statue to the top of the Capitol in Jefferson City, says the state should not be promoting any religion. Ash Grove State Representative Mike Moon describes Ceres as a false god.
Ceres is an agricultural goddess of Rome, and I believe that represents a religion of sorts. So we shouldn't be putting goddesses or gods of any type at the dome of the Capitol.
The Office of Administration plans to return Ceres to the top of the Capitol this month. Moon has written a letter to Governor Mike Parson asking him to stop it. Representative Moon says the statue should be placed in another location at the Capitol, but not on the dome. The state Supreme Court has upheld the murder conviction and death sentence in a high-profile 2009 Mid-Missouri case.
David Hozier was convicted of first-degree murder and armed criminal action for the 2009 killing of Angela Gilpin of Jefferson City. Court documents say Hozier had been having an affair with Gilpin, who was a married woman. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case in April, and Hozier's public defender argued that his trial counsel was ineffective and that Hozier's brain is dead in places from a stroke. The Supreme Court unanimously affirmed Hozier's convictions, which means he remains under a death sentence. Hozier is incarcerated in Potosi. Brian Hellsworth, Missouri Net.
A St. Louis area state lawmaker is pushing to expand Medicaid in the state.
Democratic Representative Deb Lavender of Kirkwood has filed a bill that would make uninsured individuals and families living near the poverty line eligible for coverage under Medicaid. Missouri is one of only 12 states that haven't expanded Medicaid to cover those citizens. Representative Lavender has pushed for the expansion since joining the legislature in 2014. For Missouri Net, I'm Ryan Hart.
St. Louis homicide detectives are working a crime scene in South St. Louis. A call came in for a shooting around 9 last night. The victim is a 15-year-old African-American male who was shot in the neck. He's been taken to the hospital. No word on his condition. That investigation is ongoing. The state and Planned Parenthood have made their cases to the Missouri Supreme Court about hundreds of thousands of dollars in government funding.
The High Court is considering whether the Republican-controlled Missouri legislature illegally blocked Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. During Tuesday's hearing, State Solicitor General D. John Sauer argued that lawmakers acted within their budgetary power. Attorney Chuck Hatfield, who's representing Planned Parenthood, says lawmakers cannot cut off funding for one set of doctors providing health care to Medicaid patients. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Two people were injured when an Amtrak train collided with a vehicle yesterday in western Missouri's Independence. That's after witnesses say the driver drove around barriers and tried to outrun the train. The collision involved Amtrak's Missouri River Runner that travels between St. Louis and Kansas City. No one on the train was injured. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.